Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1, presents another Kix Cast from Jonathan Knight.
So, how you doing, Celeste? Nice to see you.
I'm doing great.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So, we're going to talk music. We're going to talk influences. And tell us first, where are you from?
I am from a small town in Virginia.
Virginia?
Yes. Small little town. Has a lot of cornfields, kind of like y'all.
Uh-huh.
We have peanuts and cornfields.
She said y'all.
Yeah. Just y'all say y'all here.
Nice. So, let me ask, your last single, Country Swagger,
yes,
had a battleship in it.
Yes, it did.
How did that happen? That looked like the Wisconsin.
It is. The battleship Wisconsin. It's docked permanently now in Norfolk, Virginia. It's a part of a museum.
Uh-huh.
And that's about 30 minutes from where I grew up. So, I grew up in the country, but at the same time, we had military in our back door. So, it's not uncommon to be in a cornfield and see jets flying over.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to represent the country and our country.
Nice.
And
very
talk
cool
to the people at the Wisconsin. They were like super sweet and let me have the ship.
Man, you got some pull, don't you?
I don't know. That's cool.
And some of the lyrics of the song, turn it up and move me like this and rock it like Mick Jagger. Now you know why we all want and love that country swagger.
That's right.
That's awesome. How does someone come up with a lyric like that?
Well, I was ragging my brains, like, what rhymes with swagger? And the only thing that came in my head was Mick Jagger. And Mick Jagger, I mean, he just had heart surgery and he's still rocking it.
Okay.
So I figured it was a good reference.
And, all right.
And where the song kind of has like that rock country tempo, I tried to keep the lyrics very like down home country, what I grew up around. So
sure,
it kind of has a good mixture of the two.
Well, tell me some of your musical influences, because I can hear, like, you got lyrics like Mick Jagger, so maybe some rock in there,
mm-hmm,
a little poppy sound, but you still got that country thing going on.
I had the widest range of influences, I think. Cher is one of my biggest.
Cher.
Yes. I wouldn't say personality-wise totally, but, like, her performance aspect,
mm-hmm,
and she can rock a stage. I saw her when she did her first farewell tour.
Her first one. Yeah, she's got a
11.
Couple under there, doesn't
she? That was about 13, 14 years ago. But but I had a DVD and I would change costumes whenever she changed costumes. Because I had a whole like closet of dance costumes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you must have a lot.
Yeah, so I had a whole bunch to choose from. And I would just do whatever she was doing on stage. And so Cher's one of mine. Reba, I love Reba.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up listening to Alan Jackson, Alabama, Winona. Britney Spears, obviously,
yeah,
like the normal pop kid influences.
Sure.
And my mom listened to a lot of dance music like Gloria Estefan.
Oh, yeah.
And then Elvis Presley was another person she was a big fan of. So I have a wide range.
Right. Wow. Speaking of pop, what is your connection to Radio Disney?
Yes. When I was 12, I auditioned for a Radio Disney group.
Really?
And I was lucky enough to be one of the 7 chosen, even though I had more like a country voice. So I ended up doing Rascal Flatts, like Life is a Highway, because Cars was popular then. So I do some of the country songs. But whenever a Radio Disney artist would come to the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area, we would open for them. So our first performance was at a mattress store in front of our parents.
Mm-hmm.
And our second performance was in front of 11,000 people opening for Raven from the Disney Channel.
Wow.
So we got thrown onto that stage at the ages of like 10, 11, 12. I was one of the oldest. Oh. And I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
I bet it was exciting and a little scary.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited. And having 6 other people on stage kind of helped calm the nerves a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the 7 of us up there. And but my mom, though, she was pretty nervous. she was nervous for me. But it was an amazing experience.
Why couldn't you just take up softball or basketball,
right,
or something?
I know.
We got like 10,000 people out here, and they're all looking at my little daughter.
You sure you don't want to go into accounting?
Right. Mom, I don't want to carry a calculator.
Like it's your fault. You're the one that was playing music around me.
Yeah. It's always mom and dad's fault. Always. Okay. So tell me, I'm really interested in knowing what don't fuel their fire.
Yes. Well, when I guess it was back in 2012, I started doing anti-bullying school tours. So what was cool about that is I'd use music to kind of start off the assembly, and that's how the program goes. And we'd have everybody having like a good time, and then I'd take that break in between and talk about something more serious, which was bullying. And I would always finish off with like dream building, you know, mm-hmm, follow your dreams, do what you love. And don't fuel their fire comes from a slogan that I created kind of the way I got through school and through things after school. When someone's trying to tear you down or be mean to you or take away your happiness, don't let them do it because they'll continue to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I got the don't fuel their fire from, honestly, was thinking about how if you take away what they're getting out of trying to hurt you and trying to tear you down, there's really no reason for them to continue doing it. So since then, I've performed and spoken to over 95,000 students and gotten a few reviews back where people were saying they were considering taking their lives and they decided not to after the assembly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So if I can use the stage to just change one life, that would be amazing.
That'd be great. Yeah, yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Singing those songs. And you have a new one out.
I do.
It's called There's a Beach Somewhere. Where'd that one come from?
That one, I grew up around Virginia Beach area and going on vacation in the Carolinas on the East Coast. So I've always loved the beach. It's like where I feel like all stress kind of just goes away. You know, you're there with the water, the ocean. You feel like you're like God's painting, I guess.
And you wrote this with another person. Kix listeners are going to recognize another name, Aaron Goodvin.
Aaron Goodvin. He has his song Bars and Churches out right now.
Right.
And he's from Canada, and he's just doing so well here. And we met actually at a radio event about 2 months prior to writing this song, and we both liked each other's styles a lot. We're like, hey, let's write a song. So he wanted to know what I wanted to write about. I was like, no. I love Kenny Chesney, and I love how, because I love the beach, I love how he just puts you there in that mindset. You can be in Iowa and feel like you're in Jamaica or something like that. So I said, I want to do the same thing because it's one of my biggest loves. Like, you're on a beach somewhere. And he said, I think that's our song title.
There you go.
I was like, okay. So we wrote it.
That sounds awesome.
Super excited about this song.
So join us on Facebook Live. We're Facebook Live and right now with Celeste Kellogg. And would you do that song for us? There's a beach somewhere.
Yeah. You want me to do it right now?
Yes, ma'am.
All
if
righty.
You would.
I will do that song for y'all. It's a Friday night, just another Friday night. Let me guess, a bonfire in the middle of a field with some taillights. The same songs playing, the same people saying, the same old, and it's getting old. Don't it make you wanna go? Get away from these back roads. Baby, you and me, we could pull a Kenny Chesney when the sun goes down by Tiki Torch, and we could be hammock back and forth until the morning, breathing with the motion of the ocean, watching a palm tree blowing like it don't even care. Baby, why are we here? And there's a beach somewhere. I bet it's sunny there, not like the sunny here. There ain't nothing looking like it when you're looking at it, lighting up the blue clear. Waves on white sand, giving us a good tan. Baby, tell me we can get out of here right now. Don't need a reason, just a ticket out. Well, baby, you and me, we could pull a Kenny Chesney when the sun goes down by Tiki Torch, and we could be hammock back and forth in. Pull a Kenny Chesney when the sun goes down by Tiki Torch, and we could be hammock back and forth until the morning, breathing with the motion of the ocean, watching a palm tree blowing like it don't even care. Well, baby, why are we here? Yeah, baby, why?
Wow, there you go.
Thank you
very much.
You have a Kenny Chesney poster over there, so it kind of helped, you know.
Well, absolutely. You got to have Kenny in the studio. Celeste Kellogg. Hey, Celeste, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Iowa is beautiful. I love seeing all the fields and the hills and everything. I was videotaping all of it.
Where can people get a hold of you? You're pretty active on your socials, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm everywhere. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and you can just go to CelesteKellogg.com, and it has the links for all of that stuff.
Right on. All right, Celeste, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Remember, wherever you're listening, you're hearing Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1.